Hi, sweetie. Oh. Oh, wow, you're jumpy, aren't you? No, I'm just checking up on you. I know you should be getting to sleep soon. Your mommy and daddy told me that it's lights out at 10, and it's 9:45 right now. So I'm just giving you a little warning. Now, what do you mean you're too old for that? You know your parents don't like the way you've been acting lately, sweetie. And that's why they hired me to watch you while they go to their fancy dinner. I used to watch you when you were very little. Did you know that? Yeah, it's true, I did. Your mommy and daddy would go to the opera or the ballet or to some fancy restaurant. And then they'd have me over, and we'd order pizza, and he'd sit on my lap while we watched cartoons. You said I was your favorite babysitter. I was the only one who let you have any ice cream, which, granted, was probably part of it. But apparently, your other babysitters were too lenient, and you've been getting yourself into trouble since then, haven't you? So much trouble, in fact, that your mommy and daddy didn't even trust you alone for the night. So, lights out in 15 minutes. No. Sweetie, who do you think you are? No, I'm not. I'm not going to stop talking to you like this or treating you like this. Your parents explicitly told me that since you haven't been acting your age, I should treat you like I did when I babysat you the first time around. And they're the ones paying me. So that's what I'm gonna do. Now, do you have to go potty before you go to bed? Oh, you already went. Good girl. Did you wash your hands? Oh yeah, it is my business. I'm your babysitter. If you got sick because you're just too little to remember to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, I might get in trouble. Anyway, you don't want to get sick, do you? Did you brush your teeth? Yes, I checked your toothbrush, but you might have just ran that under the water. So how do I know if you actually brushed your teeth? Breathe on my face. Yeah, really. I'm gonna lean in a little closer. Now breathe on my face. Is that alcohol? Were you drinking alcohol? When would you have been drinking alcohol? That's not just mouthwash. And I know the smell of peppermint schnapps. Lying isn't gonna get you anywhere. I'm very disappointed in you, young lady. You're far too young for that kind of thing. You must think that because you've been around town with your boyfriend, you're just allowed to do whatever you want, huh? No, I don't know about that, honey. I'm a grown-up, remember? I go to the same bars that your little boyfriend goes to. I've seen you draped over him. I've even seen him fucking you in the bathroom a few times. Oh! Oops. I know. Even though you look like a big girl, your parents left me with strict instructions to treat you just like I did the last time I babysat you. Although, if I recall correctly, back then you were still bedwetting, weren't you? Oh, no, honey. Honey, shh. It happens to plenty of little girls. Come on. Let's just pull the covers back so I can check the bed. Now, look at that. Still dry. Good girl. Now, how about I read a story to you? What story would you like, honey? Oh, no. If you're just going to pout, I'm going to choose for you. Fine, no answer. All right. Come here, princess. Scoot over. There we go. You used to love to sit like this when you were younger. And I have the book right here, so you can hold it in your lap. It's a very important job for a big girl like you. Now I can't rest my chin on the top of your head anymore, though. I guess you finally got a little taller, huh? I'll just rest my chin on your shoulder and pull you in. Pull you a little closer so your back is against my chest. Yeah. I know. I'm still a lot bigger than you, huh? It's okay. You're still a cute little girl. Now, let's see. There was, some time ago, a gentleman who was very rich. He had fine town and country houses. His dishes and plates were all of gold or silver. His rooms were hung with damask. His chairs and sofas were covered with the richest silks. And his carriages were all gilt with gold in a grand style. Honey, don't go making those annoyed little huffs, okay? Remember me reading this story to you when you were little? Little enough that I didn't see cleavage when I looked down your shirt and you fit on my lap. I remember how much this story scared you. That was why you peed the bed, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. You were afraid to get up and go because you you were afraid that Bluebeard would come out and try to marry you. I didn't say it really made sense, but, you know, kid logic. Like the kind of kid logic that tries to convince me that you're using mouthwash when you're drinking peppermint schnapps. Oh, honey. Shh. It's okay. We don't have to read this story if it's too scary for you. I can just hold you until you fall asleep. No, you don't want that. More story? Okay. Now, where was I? Right. Keep holding the book open, honey. I'm just gonna rest my hands on your tummy, okay? Or, if you're such a big girl, like you say you are, why don't you read to me? Prove to me you're a big girl, and I'll go downstairs and watch TV until your parents get home. Tell them that you've been a delight to have all evening, and we can both go home happy. How does that sound? I'm just gonna keep rubbing your tummy while you read. Come on. You used to love it when I rubbed your belly. It helped you sleep, didn't it? When you were scared, you asked me to come lie in bed with you and rub your tummy until you fell asleep. Don't tell me you don't remember that. I held you in my lap just like this, and I rubbed your tummy until you fell asleep. and drooled on my shirt. You were the sweetest little thing back then. I wonder what changed. Probably when you got these. Oh, you're freezing up. Do you not like having your tits touched? Because I vividly remember watching that boyfriend of yours feeling you up at the bar. You seemed pretty fucking into it then, sweetheart. Or do you only like your tits felt up for an audience? Because that's just a bad behavior. I will have to train out of you. It's not very ladylike, is it? You'll tell your parents. Yeah, that's going to work out real well. What are you going to tell your parents? That your babysitter tucked you in and read you a story. They're not going to believe you, honey. They're going to believe me. I'm the adult. So keep reading. And maybe I won't tell them about the alcohol. Go on. Press against me more. Baby, lean into me more. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's much better. Go, keep breathing. You're doing such a good job, baby. You're so warm and soft. No, honey. That says dainties, not dandies. It's okay. You're doing fine. Keep going. You know, I'm gonna just pinch your nipples the way you let that one guy do. Yeah, I remember that. You seemed pretty into it. You were in the alley behind the bar. And you were on that one guy's cock while the other one jerked off on your belly and sucked on your nipples. You know what I think, Precious? I think that you're still just that little girl I babysat all those years ago. I saw the way you tried to hide your broccoli in your napkin during dinner. And you're still sleeping with that ratty old stuffed dog. I bet you're afraid of the dark. Yeah. I think you're still just a sweet little girl trapped in a big girl's body, confused about all of the things that you can do with it. You're just too little for all that responsibility. You know that it feels really good when someone gropes your tits or twists your nipples like this, but you haven't thought about how to do it safely. Yeah. Squirm like that. Squirm like that, sweetheart. Just like that. Fuck. You're too little to realize what that does to a man, huh? That's my cock. That's my cock, sweetie. I know. It's weird to think of me having a cock, huh? I'm just your sweet babysitter who didn't tell your parents when you peed the bed, who let you have ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell them that you were drinking if you let me just slide my hand down the front of those tiny pajama shorts. Oh, your kitty is awfully wet, huh? I'm just gonna slip my finger between your labia, rest the very tip of my index finger against your hole. Do you like hearing me talk about your exploits? Does it turn you on knowing that the person who gave you baths and read you bedtime stories is now getting an erection under you? No. Oh, honey. Your kitty just twitched. The same kind of twitch as if I did this. Yeah. The same kind of jump when I talk about you being a dirty little slut about town instead of the sweet little girl I know you are. See? It's another jump. What if I just slide my finger in all the way in? Oh, wow, you're pretty tight for all the cocks you've taken. Don't you even. I've seen it, honey. I'm telling you, do not deny it. Rock you too. You remember that? You had a nightmare one. nightmare one night, and you came into the living room, and I pulled you into my lap and rocked you until you cried yourself out. So what you need right now, hold you in my lap and rock you and make soothing noises until you fall asleep again. Yeah, that's what the fussy little girl needs, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She needs her big, strong babysitter to fuck her desperate little cunny with his fingers until she comes, doesn't she? There you go. You're getting wetter. You know you like this. Don't fucking play. You want your babysitter to take care of you. God, you're squeezing my finger so hard. Is this what you wanted? All those nights when you kept calling me to come back to your bedroom? Is this what was going through your mind? Yeah, let's put the book away, huh? I'm gonna turn you around now, sweetie. There we go. Hey, sweetie, eyes up here. You're staring. It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Keep staring at my cock and my jeans. Yeah, it's a little bigger than your boyfriend's, isn't it? Now, let's just shove the crotch of those pajama shorts to the side. They're so fucking small on you. You know, these might be the same ones from the last time I babysat you. Not that I'm complaining. It's nice to see it hug your legs. I've been able to see your pussy since you changed into them. There we go. Now, my cock is out. Fuck. Remember asking me about it? Yeah. Asking me about girls and boys. Me telling you that I tell you when you're older. Well, you're older. Not much bigger, though. Look how easily I can lift you up. You're not even struggling as I lower you down. Fuck! 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 Oh, fuck! Fuck! God, you're so fuck. Yeah. Oh, yes, right there. Right there. You're just... You sunk all the way down on my cock. Didn't even take your cute little pajama shorts off, did you? I'll just roll my hips. Fuck up into you. He feels so good all around my cock. Fuck. You're on birth control, right? Of course you are. Your parents, they know how much of a slut you are. They'd keep you on it. Hopefully they're only checking the crotch of your panties for cum, right? Your pajamas should be good. They didn't tell you about that. They're worried about you. Whoring yourself out. Fuck. 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 Yeah. Wrap your arms around my shoulders. Hold on. You want me to rock you, baby? I'll rub your tummy for you. I even used to sing to you. You remember that? Of course you don't. You've already started killing your brain with all that booze. So I can just pretend it's like old times. You're pressed up against my chest, holding onto my shirt and sniffling. I'm just rocking you. Well, it's different in certain respects, but I still care about you, princess. I care enough about you that I'm gonna reach between us right here, and I'm gonna rub your clit. Yeah? Yeah! Oh, I know how easy it is to make you come. A whole fucking bar heard you squealing from the bathroom. And it didn't take much work for me to bribe that boyfriend for the information. Oh, you think he'd never do that? he told me that he liked little figure eights right there. Oh God, you're just clenching around me. You're getting me all wet. Your pussy is just drooling with it. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna have to rinse these jeans off, seriously. I'll just tell your mommy and daddy that it's just like the old days. And you peed in my lap. They'd believe that, wouldn't they? Oh. Good. Good girl. Good girl, yeah. Look into my face with those big red eyes as I fuck up into you, and your tits bounce with each thrust. Oh fuck, I can't last much longer. Let me keep rubbing that clit. Yeah. Hunch your hips. Just like that. Good girl. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. You wanna hide your face in my shoulder? Oh, that's okay, honey. Yeah, do it. It's okay, honey. It's okay. It's okay, honey. It was just a nightmare. Nobody is gonna come and get you, baby. You're safe with me. I've never hurt you. You gonna come? You gonna come? You gonna come? You gonna come, baby? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, you gonna come? Do it. Do it. Do it. Come on, my cock. Just come on, my cock. Just like that. Just like that. Come. Come, 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 come. Good girl. Good girl. Come, girl. Just like that. Just like that. Fuck. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You got so much tighter. Ah, your pussy is so tight already. And it's still shuddering every time I rub your clit with my finger. Yeah. Yeah, make me come in you. Yeah, make me come. I'm gonna come in you. Your babysitter's gonna come in your fucking pussy. I'm just gonna rest a little faster. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. I'm. Fuck. 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 Just. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere, baby. I'll be right here to take care of you. Just like you obviously need. Right.